to Goldeneye.
There are four of us in an aluminum scow, or smallish type of flat-bottom fishing boat, with a ragtop roof over us. We're counting birds for the 125th annual Christmas bird count. It's the first day of the count, December 14th.
You can drive right by here and not see them. If you're not looking. If you're looking for eagles, you won't see it. You look for snowballs and you'll find them.
That's Dennis Strom, who's been birding since he was 12. He's in his 80s now. He says a snowball is the white head of a bald eagle, like a white hat. Then there's the ducks. They range from a solo count to a raft, which is a significantly large number. They call it a raft because from a distance, it looks like a raft floating.
Oh, there's times when you've got flocks of ducks from like that island there down to this corner, and you could sit for an hour trying to figure out how many is there. Then you just make an estimate.
Strom says he's worked on Wrangell's Christmas bird count for about 10 to 15 years. In the inlet we're in right now, I just saw a huge splash in the water.
Bird just came up right there. It's flying. Goldeneye.
That's the Barrow's Goldeneye, a sea duck. A flock of birds fly away, but not too far. Strom says he watches carefully what the birds do, so he doesn't add the same birds to his count. They're in the distance now, but still in eye view.
Give them a half hour, though. I'll be right back in this corner again.
This is their territory, then.
Well, it's a good beach for them to spend time on. They can feed on it. They're out of the cold water. It's a day that you want to be out sunning yourself when the sun comes up a little bit better.
He says there's an abundance of eagles in Southeast Alaska because of all the islands and fish in the area. Though today we didn't see many. It's kind of cold out and the sunshine is fleeting. Up ahead, there's a gray lone duck on a log. I was proven wrong though. Strom says it's a young glaucous gull.
They change so much as they grow up. They get difference in size and the color gets different. I'd call that a first year.
Lauren Cusimano is with Audubon Alaska. She says they use data from the Christmas bird count and other counts to provide resources for communities, like the Migration Explorer, which is a tool that tracks birds' migration. Cusimano says the Christmas bird count is the most popular bird count that people participate in.
Every Christmas, especially every holiday season, every winter, I should say, like tens of thousands of people go out to participate in the Christmas bird count across the hemisphere. So that has over time generated 12 decades worth of data.
She says this information notifies conservation biologists about what action is needed to protect specific species of birds on a global level. She says there are currently 300 scientific publications that have used the Christmas bird count data. They cover bird species diversity, population trends, and habitat impacts.
It informs strategies to protect birds, their habitat, help identify environmental issues, which also have major implications for humans as well.
Cusimano says we've lost close to 300 billion bird species since 1970. The Christmas bird count and others are crucial in affecting environmental policy. The Christmas bird count began in 1900 with only 25 locations in the United States and Canada. Now, there are also counts in Latin America, the Caribbean, and the Pacific Islands.
That makes it one of the longest running wildlife census or counts in the entire world.
Cusimano says that last year they broke records in terms of participation and the amount of species. She says they counted a little more than 83,000 participants and over 40 million birds. They're still counting the data for this year. It can take a few weeks to get in.
I'm seeing the usual suspects as far as species. Marbled murrelets, bald eagles, our various land birds over in Southeast, gulls and terns. I'm seeing the usual numbers.
She says the Christmas bird count brings people together in the name of community science. It also introduces people to bird-related events like the Stikine River Birding Festival held in Wrangell during the spring. Cusimano says that there's always a chance to count birds, whether that's through the eBird app or other counts like Climate Watch. That's right after the Christmas bird count from January 15th to February 15th. As for the hyperlocal data this year, Wrangellites counted a total of 46 bird species with over 2,500 individual birds. The most common were bald eagles, mallards, and Barrow's golden eyes. The unusual birds that Wrangellites found were a few brown creepers, Anna's hummingbirds, and one barred owl. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.